The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maybe it's the time to talk about the importance of what is known as infaq in Islam. Infaq is a general term used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, which actually means charity or what we call sadaqah. And if you say right in the beginning, in Surah Baqarah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika al-Kitab, La Rayba Fih, Hudan lil-Muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the book in which there is no doubt that this is the guidance, and it is a guidance especially for those who are righteous, muttaqeen. It is a guidance for everyone, but you know, the level of guidance depends on the recipient. The more you get closer to it, the more you know, closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the level of guidance from the Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would increase. So here he says, Hudan lil muttaqeen. This book is a guide for those who are righteous people, muttaqeen. And how does he describe him? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. The very first quality is that they believe in ghayb, in something which is unseen. Wa yuqimuna salat, and they perform the prayers. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. So you have iman first, then worshiping Allah as second, and immediately then Allah says, "Wa mimma razaqnahum," and from whatever we have blessed or provided for them, they do infaq, they give in charity. And then of course it says, "Alladhina yu'minuna bima unzila ilayka wa ma unzila min qablik," and these are the people who believe in what has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, and to what was revealed before. And وَبِالْآخِرَتِهُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, and they have conviction about the hereafter. So this is a summary of our faith, actually, in these four ayat talking about muttaqeen. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, these are the people who have guidance from their Lord. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, these are the successful ones. But you see, iman, and then worshipping Allah, and then the issue of infaq comes in. And if you look at the Quran, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about different levels of charity. In the introduction to my book on Khums, I've discussed this issue of infaq and charity and the levels. What is the basic level of charity? In Surah Baqarah 219, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ. During the early days, Muslims would come to the Prophet and ask, you asked us to do this. How do we do it? There are many situations like this. So here also he says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They are asking you, how should they do, or what should they do in infaq? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds by the basic level, قُلِ الْعَفْوِ. Means whatever is extra, you don't need, give it away. You know, this whole idea of, you know, giving away to other charity organization is a good thing. Instead of putting in garbage, you know, throwing it away, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلِ الْعَفْ, whatever you don't need, it is extra, you know, give it to those who need. So that is very basic. Then coming to the second level, and this is the ayat we recited earlier from Surah Baqarah, about muttaqeen, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. It is not an issue of whatever is extra leftover you don't need now, or, you know, it was extra that you bought and now you realize you don't need it. Allah says, no, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, from whatever we have blessed you with, from whatever we have provided you, you know, give something from it. Then the third level again, and again, this is again, you realize even muttaqeen are not of the same level. When we talk about 10 darajat of iman, 10 levels of iman, even taqwa has different levels. So then, in Surah Al-Imran again, he talks about muttaqeen. And here he doesn't say that these are the ones who give infaq from whatever we have given to them. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. In all situations, whether they are financially, you know, well-to-do, or they are restrained, in both situations they give to the poor and the needy. However, you know, in Surah number 17, ayat 29, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kind of gives us a general standard there of path of moderation. And this is where he says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ أُنُقِكَ. You know, do not place your hand shackled to your neck. It's a symbolism, you know. If a poor person comes, you know, you just hide your hand. You know, I don't even have hands to give you anything anyway. You know, this is a sign of what we call bukhl, out of greed. So Allah says, don't be greedy by not giving at all. وَلَا تَبْسُطْحَ كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. Neither open your hands fully, then you give everything away, and you yourself become needy. So maintain a balance there in moderation. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, when it comes to the issue of infaq and sadaqah, especially when we see suffering again and again and again, sometimes it might make us insensitive to it. Talking about this issue of charity, I thought it's appropriate to talk about this issue of niyyat and intention of charity, which is more important. There is a general statement in the hadith of the Prophet where he says, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالْ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Means the value of a good deed depends on the intention. We judge one another only by good deeds, because we don't have the ability to know the intention of the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah is going to look at the intention behind the good deed, not the deed by itself. And so it's important to realize that, you know, when we talk about different levels of charity, the highest level was what is in Surah number 59, I think it's Surah Hashr, ayat number 9, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the believers, he says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. Means it's not only that they have extra, no. Or from whatever they have, they are sharing with others a part of it. No, that is the only thing they have, and they need it. Yet they give that away. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They prefer others over themselves. You know, even though they are in khasasa, they are in the state of poverty. Of course, this is the highest level, not for everyone. You know, remember the standard of moderation, because you'll say this is contradicting that. No, you're talking about different levels of people who are reached to that stage. But it is something that we have to keep in mind.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim حاكم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
وصل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.